Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Were you guys talking about school desserts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What you got?
Anybody bring up the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies?
No, because I can't say the word Spunkmeyer without laughing.
They had those at Ben Hill. Those and Gaither, those things, you get three cookies for a dollar.
Didn't they have like a special oven where they serve them to you hot?
Yep.
They had something. Those were some of the best cookies I've ever had.
Spunkmeyers were great. The special secret ingredient, Spunk.
Like, I couldn't eat those without thinking about Otis Spunkmeyer going, hey, time to put it. Well, Otis Meyer, we got your special cookies. You forget the Spunk.
Spunkmeyer, Famous Amos, who you got?
Famous Amos all day.
What?
Famous Amos.
Really?
Yeah, they ripped him off. He never got the money that he deserved.
They did. He's from Tallahassee. I grew up.
But the Spunkmeyer was a soft cookie.
Right. Famous Amos' cookies were hard.
Oh, I'm sorry, who?
Famous Amos.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
He had the chocolate chip cookie with the macadamia nuts in it.
Oh, so good. You can only get those in Hawaii. Yeah, the macadamia nuts. Man, Famous Amos was great. What's up, Adam? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Thank you.
You guys are talking about the lunch. What happens if you don't have the money in your account?
Yeah, what happens?
So it's called like Meal Pay Plus, I believe, is the program or app that they use. Mm-hmm. It's an app on your phone, and you can load money onto it, like a prepaid debit card in a sense. Okay. And they give their student number. And if you run out, then they'll let you go maybe 2-3 times. It'll be a credit balance on your account that you owe. Oh. And after that, they give your kid a cold ham and cheese sandwich.
A cold? That seems like lunch shaming, doesn't it? A cold ham and cheese sandwich?
Like prison food.
It does, yeah. My son would come home and be like, Dad, you forgot to put money on it. I don't want ham and cheese again.
Who does? God, poor kid. That's child abuse. 727-579-1025. Man, you got me thinking of that Otis Spunkmeyer double chocolate chip.
Is Spunkmeyer still in the game?
No.
Can I have a serious conversation with you about this?
I'm trying, man.
Dude, those cookies should be all over the place.
No dongs and Spunkmeyers in one show. So you're really testing the limits of my restraint. I don't know if they still make Spunkmeyers.
John, can you look it up?
I think we're banned from Googling Spunkmeyer here, actually. We have filters on the computer.
John can. He can find a way.
Yeah, John, figure a workaround and Google Spunkmeyer, would you?
John, did they have the Spunkmeyer cookies on 8 Mile where you grew up?
I bet John ate the hell out of some Spunkmeyer.
Oh, I love a nice spunk-filled Meyer.
That's the equivalent of someone saying macaque instead of macaque, just so you know.
It seems that they're still very popular.
Otis. He's the most famous Otis on the planet, probably. Otis Spunkmeyer Baked Goods without H. Yep, sure. They got a website and everything.
Good.
They employ 1,183 people in San Leandro, California.
Damn right they do.
Yeah. You can fundraise with Otis Spunkmeyer. You can buy some of his dough, pop it in the oven, and you're guzzling down Spunkmeyer and
jeez.
What's up, Jessica?
Hi. I actually have three kids, one in elementary, one in middle school, and one in high school. Mm-hmm. And if my kids go to school and their lunch account is in the negative, they will just bill me, and they will call me 6 days out of the week with an automated service telling me that I have a balance.
Dear derelict, negligent parent, you have a negative balance and your child cannot get lunch tomorrow. Is that kind of how that goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. You like those Otis Spunkmeyer cookies? You enjoy the Spunkmeyer?
No, not really. I was never a big cookie person.
We're speaking to an alien. What is your dessert of choice if not a Spunkmeyer cookie?
A wafer?
Yeah, like a nice
Nilla
wafer?
I was always a salty kid. I would rather have a bag of chips than something sweet.
Yeah, man, people's tongues are different, but yours is stupid. No, I'm just kidding. You sound like a nice lady. But really, you'd rather have like a bag of Lay's or Wise potato chips than a brownie?
Yeah. I'm not a sweet eater. I don't like the sweet.
Still, it's still that way with you?
Like you'd still rather have Cheetos than ice cream?
Absolutely.
Some people don't have a sweet tooth, man.
Man, I guess she does not.
No, just no sweet tooth.
But I mean, if I made you a batch of Spunkmeyers, you'd eat my Spunkmeyer, right?
Absolutely.
And if I gave you a cold glass of milk, you'd lick the milk off your upper lip when you guzzled down my Spunkmeyer?
Maybe.
If I talked to you real nice, took you out for a nice salty dinner beforehand.
But if you bought me a bag of chips, then
done.
We're totally good.
I'll get you the giant family size of Lay's or Ruffles. They have ridges, you know.
Yeah, the family pack.
Thank you. By the way, Philbo Bragg is on Twitter with some information. They actually sell Spunkmeyer by the load. Would you buy a load of Spunkmeyer?
John would.
Yeah, John would definitely eat a load of Spunkmeyer.
Yeah,
he likes absolutely. The physicality of it.
He wants the wrestle load of Spunkmeyer.
So you can get them in stores, I guess.
Sure.
You can find them at your local Pinellas Park Walmart, but the nearest actual Otis Spunkmeyer cookie location is in Jacksonville.
So they have a designated outlet for Spunkmeyer.
Yeah.
They call it the Spunk Palace? Spunk House?
I don't know what to say.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hello, Chris. Welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So at my school, they actually give them just plain cheese and bread, no meat, and then a cheese stick if they get that one or two extra
cheese steak?
Ones they still haven't made.
I'm sorry, are
a
you
cheese stick?
Cheese steak.
What? Stick.
Oh,
a
stick of cheese. Oh, a stick of, like they sell in the Publix, a cheese stick.
Yeah, well, no, not like they sell at Publix.
Oh.
It's gross.
Oh.
And then they,
cheese stick.
But what I find interesting is they have a ton of kids on the free and reduced lunch, so those kids are always getting their lunch, and then the parent that forgets to pay a couple times, you know, is getting that cheese sandwich, and the kids that have the free lunch are bringing in the dollars and getting the cookies, the ice cream, the chips on top of their lunch that they're getting anyway.
What if a kid is lactose intolerant and his parents don't have a lot of money? Are you going to give him a cheese stick and a cheese sandwich? Because that kid's going to be in misery the rest of the day.
Yeah, well, I really don't know what they do
Me
for
either.
That.
I don't either.
This sounds like the food stamp argument.
Yeah.
Why are they buying steak?
727-579-1025.
I work for mine.
Why do they got to get theirs? Mike, your daughter gets a free lunch?
She did. Now she's in college. But nowadays, like the one lady said or man said, that it's all by an app now.
Oh,
so if good. You don't do it anymore, they don't know anything, and they let the parents know.
I gotcha.
No, she's got a free ride up at Florida State.
Well, congratulations,
yeah,
man. That's the way to go. Was there a little bit of shame involved in her free lunch situation, or did she hold her head high, realizing that it's not her fault?
She held her head high. And nobody ever knew, and still to this day, nobody knows.
Good for you.
And all her friends are falling out of school, and she's thriving.
Very nice. You do Otis Spunkmeyer cookies, like them?
Yes.
You're the Spunk Master.
Did it back in the 70s and early 80s, and I've had a few back in the 90s, but not lately.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know they went that back.
Yeah, I didn't know Otis was doing the Spunkmeyer.
Yes, old school cookies.
Back
there.
In the 70s, huh? They probably didn't have the ovens then.
They don't sell cookies in schools anymore, do they? Isn't that illegal?
Not with the oven. You got to nuke them now.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can still get a cookie in school.
I thought there was like a sugar issue with, you know, sodas and cookies in schools.
Did you guys have like first lunch and second lunch
yeah.
in school?
A lunch, B lunch, and C lunch.
You wanted A lunch.
For sure. So you could eat lunch at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Is that why?
Yeah.
No, man. That's
That was for us.
At my school, you wanted the first lunch because, okay, whenever you get like French fries or whatever,
yeah.
there was a big ketchup dispenser.
Oh, yeah.
And in the first lunch, someone would spit in it.
Oh,
course.
No.
Yeah. So you had to get the fresh ketchup. Yeah. Oh, everybody knew that.
Damn it to hell.
Second lunch, don't mess with the ketchup.
Your french fries are going to be dry.
Now I'm imagining people just spitting in all ketchup all over the place, whether just stadium or just anywhere.
It was like a pump thing.
Yeah.
And then you could just lift it up and just.
Yeah.
And everybody laugh. And then it go, I spit in it today.
I'm only going packets of ketchup from now on after that story.
The only way to go.
PC ketchup. That's it.
Oh, damn. Another thing to worry about.
That is for sure.
Well, yeah. It already got you.
I liked
it already happened.
This is weird. I liked the oval-shaped mystery meat that they would serve you. The breaded mystery meat that you get with mashed potatoes and gravy.
What were they trying to say? It was like chicken fried steak or something?
They would say that, but
right.
It was probably circus animals.
I thought it was pork cutlet.
I don't know.
It wasn't pork cutlet.
If it was pork, it was P-O-R-Q-U-E.
But back then, man, we were so hungry when lunch came around. It didn't matter. The quality didn't matter.
Like the roll that you got was the greatest roll in the world.
And the pizza was good too.
Oh my God, was it ever?
The square pizza?
Yeah, with a little fennel seeds
there. That wasn't quite cooked all the way.
Oh, it's gooey. Damn it. As long as you had a Spunkmeyer to wash it all down with.
I'm on to something here. Seth.
Yes.
If you want to drop $650, I can get you a Spunkmeyer convection oven with a 5-pound, 72-piece case of cookie dough.
Sure, get that for me.
Okay. How much?
$650.
What do I go to, spunkdumpster.com to find that?
No, I found it on Amazon.
You guys, when you would eat dough to Spunkmeyer's, did you find that you'd make the sheet and then those little wads of Spunkmeyer would fall onto the floor, just like a little spunk wad would just like fall?
No, they would give them to me in a bag. They would sell, I think, 3 for $1, and you would just eat them on the bus on the ride home.
But I mean,
that's a great gift, by the way.
Little crumbs would fall over the place. You have a little like a little spunk wads.
Yeah, you know, I didn't notice if there was any crumbs. I'm sure there were crumbs back in the day.
I've caught a couple spunk wads in my day.
I'm sure. Guzzled those things right down. Never. So where did you find this?
It's on Amazon. Otis Spunkmeyer Commercial Convection Oven Deluxe Set.
Would you make cookies every day if I got that for you?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really just the easy bake oven for adults.
You can make 36 perfect cookies in only 16 minutes.
I can't make 36 perfect cookies.
That would be... We should have that in the break room.
For sure.
Yeah.
Let's take
a collection. I'll throw in the first 100.
How much is it? It's 600.
We had one of those at the Holiday Inn Orlando Airport.
$649.99 plus $45.49 shipping.
We need a good spunk negotiator.
This is what we need because when we have guests in the studio, who offers, hey, would you like a warm chocolate chip cookie?
Would you like a warm cookie goes a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like a warm Otis Spunkmeyer cookie?
I'll forward this to Mary Lou and see what
Please
we can do.
Please do, because today is office administration day, and I'm sure she...
Put this in the suggestion box.
Yeah. Oh, man, I already filled out my employee survey. Damn it.
Oh, there's we all got lifesavers on the desk for filling out the survey.
Oh, good.
Oh, I thought those were Rolaids.
I like when they force us to fill out voluntary surveys.
Well, you don't have to put your name on it, though, so they don't know.
They don't know
if you didn't do it.
They always say the survey's anonymous, but you have a special code you type in when you go in there. So.
Everybody's code's anonymous. Different?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
There's no way. My code was Drew Garabo.
Did everybody do theirs?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We got lifesavers.
And I was very honest, too.
Uh-oh.
I know, you're not supposed to be.
No.
They say, hey, be honest. How else are we going to get better? Meanwhile, if I'm fired this in the next 6 months, we'll know why.
Can I go back and amend my survey to ask for Otis Spunkmeyer cookies?
I think you should just call our boss on the air.
Yeah. Keith?
Yeah. Let's do it.
No, don't.
Yeah, do it.
I mean.
You should.
What do you think? He hates it.
Oh, he hates it.
Yeah, and I'm in a contract
We all wrote him hand. we all just last week made handwritten notes for the guy.
I know.
He can't take a 5-minute phone call?
No. I'll go walk down there during a break. Yeah, but, I mean, with my contract coming up, it's
You want me to go down
time.
There right
if
now?
If I had signed already, then I would do it.
You want to walk into our boss's office.
I'll go down there. I'll take my phone.
I mean,
is this unsanctioned?
Yes, you're a rogue element on this one. Just so you know, you're on your own, Spunk King.
Man, maybe you should just introduce yourself first, John.
Before tell him you work on Magic Afternoons.
Mm. What's going on?
What is he going to ask
if we can have an Otis Spunkmeyer oven?
I think he's calling the hotline. Is the hotline ringing?
Yeah. Drew Garabo live.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John.
Well, I'm heading down to Keith's office to ask about these cookies, okay?
Oh, God. Man, I hate this idea.
Keith has a scooter in his office that when he likes you, he'll let you ride the scooter. He let me ride it a couple of weeks ago. So, John, if he's in there and things go south, just ask if you can take a scooter for a ride around the building.
I don't know that Keith's a cookie man.
I don't know if he is or not.
No, who
it's
is?
It's not looking good. The door's shut. Oh, the door's shut, and he's...
Who's he talking to?
The door's... Oh, he's there.
Who's he talking to?
Oh, he looked at me and I don't know. I immediately regret this decision.
Me too.
You should.
We're live on the air, on the bone. Should I leave?
No.
We were wondering if there's any way that we could possibly, we already filled out our surveys, then it wasn't on there. Hold on, let me put this on speaker so Drew can hear you. We were wondering if we could get a cookie oven, an Otis Spunkmeyer cookie oven for the break room.
An Otis Spunkmeyer cookie oven.
Yeah, $649 on Amazon right now. We'll pull the trigger if I can just get your card.
And you have it because
I think it'll be good.
You were able to tell me how you feel about the organization?
No. We're just saying we would have put it on our survey, but we didn't. We already finished the survey. We just found out about the cookie oven.
Send me an email. We'll take it under your.
Okay.
Hey, Keith Drew Garabo here. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, did you get your mints by taking your survey?
Yes. Thank you very much. I had nothing but kind things to say about you and my supervisor, John Brennan. Okay. Keith, how great would it be if we were the only radio station in the United States of America that when we have an in-studio guest, we sit them down and we offer them not a complimentary water, but a warm-baked Otis Spunkmeyer gotta get some cookie?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that separate us from every other radio station out there?
So you think to really stand above the other radio stations, you need warm cookies
and a smoothie machine.
And I think somebody also asked for omelets made in the morning.
Oh, now you're talking, man, Keith. Yeah, I'm gonna fill out two surveys.
Oh no,
you're a visionary.
That was Miguel. I'm blending them.
Well, Miguel asked for sausage omelets, thank you, Keith, for taking this under consideration. Warm baked cookies are what
and
we need.
Please tell Keith that we did not send.
We will.
Yeah, we didn't send John down there, Keith.
We'll bring your request to the fund committee. Drew.
Good, thank you. Yes, and we told John not to bother you, just so you know. Yep. We said, don't bother Keith.
This was their idea. Thank you, Keith. Have a great day.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Okay, sorry for bothering you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, have a good day.
No scooter ride.
He's
right.
Not a cookie man, I'm telling you.
He hates you, John. Thank you, John, for...
I should ask about the scooter. Should I go back?
No.
Is he still in there?
No, yeah, but go ask
him. Healthiest snacks in the snack machine.
Moon pies.
In fact, don't come back today, John.
Yeah, take the rest of the day.
You've done enough damage.
When we come back on Drew Garabo Live, sleuthing. Is it okay or not okay? If you don't know what sleuthing is, it's quite possibly one of the worst things I've ever heard that can happen during the sex act. I'll tell you what it is next, and we'll find out if you should go to jail for it. Cornhole at Biff Burger every Tuesday night, and tonight, Wednesday, the biggest and baddest bike night in town, every Wednesday night at Quaker Steak and Lube, brought to you by Fran Hosh. I will be there tonight at 7. I will be hanging out with you, Fran and the Frantastics as well, Desiree and Michelle, I hope, will be there to, well, look good and press the flesh and get you registered to win all kinds of really cool stuff. There's always great music, some phenomenal food, and 102.5 The Bone stuff. We always have movies, DVDs, books to give away, concert tickets. So come on out. I'll be there 7 to 9 at Quaker Steak and Lube in beautiful Pinellas Park, ready to say hello to you. Tonight, Thursday, you got Pool Party Bike Night at Quail Hollow and Wesley Chapel. From 6 to 10, you can enjoy live entertainment and a barbecue buffet for just $5. This weekend, every Saturday is Biff Burger Bike Night, sponsored by Fran Hosh. Friday through Sunday, it's the Leesburg Bike Fest, the world's largest motorcycle and music event. Fuel and Queensryche will be performing. The fun is packed into 30 blocks for 3 days with over 60 concerts, 200 vendors, amazing bike shows, 5 hot body contests, 5 venues, and a 250,000 people. The St. Pete Spring Pet Fling is Saturday, sponsored by Fran Hosh, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Unity Campus in St. Pete. Pet adoptions, live music, food-related pet products, and shopping. If you need all of Fran Hosh's information, by all means, go to theboneonline.com and check out the Bone Biker Bar.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.